It's just gone 7:30. We're at the Corner House. I have a guest on the sofa. Would you mind introducing yourself?
No, my name's Mark Slattery. I'm a Manchester geek.
You're a Manchester geek? Manchester. Okay. Do you have any interesting geek stories that you would be willing to share?
Yes, I've got an interesting story. I think it's a story. It's not my story. I just want to say
That's okay. You can share it anyway, I'm sure.
It's about my friend Anthony and his wife, Lindsay. Although it starts off before they were husband and wife. We're all geeks. We like sci-fi, fantasy, role-playing games. His wife was also into enjoyed fantasy books. So he proposed to her, and to make it memorable and unique and surprising, he arranged a day trip for her and his sister-in-law to York. He also arranged for him and his brother to be in York at the same time. Now, what he'd done is he'd hired a suit of full plate, which is metal medieval armour, and arranged for them to be in roughly the same location at the same time. So it was on the set steps to York Minster, and he'd organised for him to sneak up, and he was dressed in full plate, so he had all the armour on, including a helmet, so he couldn't see who she was. And he was handing out flyers to a medieval fair show thing that was going on in the area in a couple of weeks. It was a real event, so he printed up his own flyers, and he was on the steps, dressed as a knight, handed up these flyers. So the idea was that his sister-in-law would go, "Oh, what's going on over there?" He would go over and they would do the proposal. The only trouble he had, well, the two problems was first of all, the clergy at York Minster didn't give him permission to be on the steps of York Minster, so initially came down and asked him to leave.
That nearly potentially would, ruined everything.
Would have sidetracked the whole thing.
But he overcame that. He was allowed to stay.
Had a quick word and explained to them, you know, he wasn't doing it for promotional reasons. You know, he wasn't making any money. It was just for the purpose of proposing. He wasn't going to be here long. The other thing was he drew quite a crowd, and a lot of people were interested in his flyers, wanting to ask him questions about the fair and everything. So he sort of had to shoo those away without being too obvious with the approaching sister-in-law and fiance. So when she came up, I think she twigged quite quickly.
Oh, did she? Oh, yeah. Okay, I was just going to say, did she start to get suspicious then when she was being pulled in the direction of this knight in shining armour?
Unusual situation, yeah. And Anthony's quite tall, he's 6'4", and obviously as soon as he started to speak. But then that's when he went down on one knee and proposed.
And I'm sure the question on everybody's lips is, did she say yes?
She did.